Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. Okay, so today Pastor James will preach in English. Because he told me beforehand and now he's speaking English.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Oh, no, speaking Chinese, so I'm confused. 弟兄姐妹, 早上好。
Good to be worshiping with you this morning.
非常高兴今天早上和大家一起来敬拜主。
I always treasure the opportunities I get to preach in English.
我特别珍惜我能够用英文讲道的机会。
But I forgot about that this week.
但本周我忘记了。
So I prepared most of my messages in Chinese up till last night.
所以直到昨天晚上, 范长老都是用中文预备他的讲章。
Praise to the Lord.
我们向神祷告。
I said, Lord, it's okay.
神啊, 没问题的。
Help me know that it's okay.
主啊, 求你帮助我意识到, 都在你的手中。
Between me and Liu Yun, we can speak both languages, so I'm sure you will take and use it the way you need to.
所以我们可以用两种语言来传讲神的道, 愿他的道能够触动我们的心。
What's important is that we will be able to express God's heart for us and that we will be able to hear the word that he has for us.
最重要的是我们可以看到神对我们所存的心意, 让我们能够听到神向我们所讲的话。
We're coming to the end of 1 John.
我们已经看到了约翰一书的最后了。
On our Sunday expositional sermon series, we're now coming to the very last verse of the book of 1 John.
我们在我们这个一系列的讲道中, 我们已经查考到了约翰一书的最后一节。
First John is such a wonderful and precious book.
约翰一书是那么美好, 那么珍贵的一本书。
I think over the past several months, we have gained such a deeper appreciation about the breadth of God's love.
所以在过去的几个月当中, 我想我们都已经 更加深刻地感受到了神对我们深厚的爱。
And what I'm so thankful for
我特别感恩的是,
is that I already see, not only in myself, but in you, brothers and sisters, the way that you start to apply that love in your lives.
我特别感恩的是, 不但是我自己有认识到, 我也观察到弟兄姐妹已经能够把神的道在自己的生活中活出来。
I think that is what is most precious in the sight of God.
我想在神的眼中, 这是最可珍贵的。
That we are a people whose hearts are malleable before Him.
我们是一群可受教的子民。
That while we know we don't love like God does,
当我们意识到我们不能像神那样去爱的时候,
but we have this willingness and openness for Him to work in us through the Holy Spirit.
但是我们有一颗开放的愿意的心, 让神能够进入我们的心里, 在里面动工。
And that we are able to apply ourselves and then experience His blessings and His promise.
所以我们也可以经历到神的应许在我们生命中的美好的祝福。
We've learned about God's love.
我们学习了神的爱。
We've learned about how we need to express that love among our brothers and sisters.
我们也学习了如何在与弟兄姐妹相处中能够表达这样的爱。
We learn about very important marks of a true believer.
我们也学习了真的信徒他们的记号。
That a true believer is someone who recognizes sin and will confess the sin and will repent from that sin.
真的信徒会认罪, 会意识到自己的罪, 会向神认罪, 并且能够从罪中悔改。
A true mark of the believer.
真信徒的印记,
is someone who can experience the forgiveness of sin.
是, 能够经历到赦罪的这样一个, 感受的神, 信徒。
A true believer is someone who walks as Jesus walked.
一个真的基督徒, 以耶稣基督的心为心。
That he would put God's word above all else.
他会把神的话语放在最重要的地位。
That he or she would place God as the priority in life.
他会把神作为他生命中首要的优先。
That loving one another is a true mark of a disciple of Christ.
耶稣基督的门徒能够彼此相爱。
A true believer is someone who has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
一个真信徒有圣灵的内住。
And is someone who only calls on the name of Jesus.
是一个单单呼求主名的人。
In recent weeks, we learned about God's promise that when we pray and ask in faith, He will hear and answer our prayers.
在最近的几周，我们学习到，当我们按着神的心意求的时候，他会听和应许我们的祷告。
And Pastor Alex shared with us about how we would love someone else so deeply that we're willing to recognize the sin in their lives so that we may ask on their behalf for their forgiveness.
刘长老也跟我们分享了我们对弟兄姐妹有这样深的爱，我们当看到他们生命中的罪的时候，我们会为他们代求，愿神能够赦免他们。
Just before the last verse in chapter 5,
在第五章，在最后一节之前，
John tells us to bring all of our focused attention back to the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
约翰告诉我们要把我们的专注的目标重新摆到耶稣基督的身上。
In verse 20, he says, And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in him, in his Son, Jesus Christ.
第二十节写道，我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。
He is the true God, and in him is eternal life.
这是真神，也是永生。
When we read this passage, normally we would think this is the end, this is the conclusion, this is the pinnacle of this book.
当我们读到这里的时候，我们会觉得哦，这就是结尾的，这个是结尾的最高潮的部分了。
As John being moved by the Holy Spirit and he's expressing what God wants us to know,
约翰被圣灵感动，他在表达神要让我们晓得的道理。
As our hearts and our eyes are turned to God and we're in worship of God,
当我们的心思眼目转向神，让我们来敬拜神。
John ends the book by saying,
约翰结束这一个书信。
Little children, keep yourselves from idols.
他的结语是：小子们呐，你们要自守，远避偶像。
Upon first reading, some of us may feel that this is so disjointed.
当我们第一次看的时候，我们会觉得这个好像不是很连贯。
After all this talks about God's love and the greatness of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the eternal life we have in him. Okay, now, do not worship idol.
我们会觉得我们刚刚在讲到神的爱，讲到神的真实和神的永生，然后我们怎么又突然讲到偶像了呢？
But today we will see that actually it is completely continuous and is perfectly fitting.
但是今天我们要来学习，这其实是完全是统一的，一贯的。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们来到神的面前祷告。
Father, we thank you because you are good to us.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你对我们何等的良善。
Father, we thank you that you are the one and only true God, yet you make yourself known to us.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是那独一的真神，但是你向我们显示了你自己。
You are that powerful and lofty creator of the universe.
你是那大能的高高在上的创造宇宙万物的神。
But you are also that tender and loving father to every one of your children.
但是对每一位你的子女而言，你又是那位温柔的慈爱的天父。
Lord, today we pray.
主啊，今天我们向你祷告。
That you may speak to us.
请你亲自对我们说话。
That you may make your will known to us.
将你的心意向我们显明，
and that we will be touched by your love,
我们被你的爱所感动，
and that we may know you more,
我们会更深的来认识你。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. Some years ago,
几年前，
actually maybe some decades ago, I don't remember.
或者几十年前，
someone was telling me,
有人对我说，
there is a great show on television.
电视上有一个很好看的电视剧。
Oh, it's really, really fun.
特别的非常有趣。
It is an invitation for anyone who wants to be a music star.
所以是任何一个想成为在音乐上成为明星的人。
If you like to sing and you want a shot at stardom,
如果你想要歌唱，想要成为明星的话。
You would just apply and register and audition for a spot on this talent show.
所以你就可以报名，然后你要去试唱，然后能够参加这个选秀的节目。
Oh, and it is so fun to see the competition.
这个节目是特别的有意思。
These are regular, normal people like you and I.
这些都是像你我一样的。普通的大众。
They go in front of a panel of judges.
他们来到几位裁判的面前。
And hundreds and thousands of people will go.
成千上万的人都会来看。
And the judges will select the one that they think has potential.
那么裁判会挑选那些他们认为有潜力的。
And then they will get a group of them. I don't remember how many, maybe 12 of them, and they will compete.
然后他们就会挑出十二位，然后他们彼此竞争。
And over the course of the show for weeks, they will compete.
这个选秀节目要持续几个星期，他们比赛。
And they will get better and better.
他们越来越好。
But you're forced to only select half each time.
但是
for the next level of competition.
但是每一轮呢，只有一半的选手能够晋级。
And through this elimination, at the very end, one person will win.
那么经过许多轮的淘汰，最后只有一位能够胜出。
And that person will be called.
那么这个胜出的选手呢
？American Idol.
就会被称为美国偶像。
Oh, I was so excited to hear this description up until the last part.
我对这整个节目一直都很感兴趣，直到我听到了最后这一点。
Because I said, "What? An idol?"
我想怎么可以这样一个偶像
That is not a show I will watch.
那么我就拒看这个节目
Because I don't watch idols.
因为我不看偶像
Well, you lost that story in the recording. That's okay.It's not important.
刚刚那个故事没有被录音。
Now I understand that there's a show in China.
我知道中国也有这样一个节目。
It's called Chinese Idol.
中国偶像。
Same thing.
一样的。
Is that what we're talking about when we're talking about idols?
所以这是不是就是我们所谈论的偶像呢
？What is an idol?
偶像是什么
？Why are these people called idols?
为什么我们要叫这些人偶像
？Are they idols?
他们是偶像吗？
They are made into idols in the music industry.
他们是音乐圈音乐产业制造出来的偶像。
I think in Chinese we even call them like idol singers, right?
歌神。
偶像歌手。
偶像歌手。
There are those people who can't sing, so they're singers. And there are those people you make them into an idol, so others will just follow them.
对，有一些人其实并没有什么唱功，但是他就被制造成偶像，那么人们就会盲目的跟从他们。
They look good, they're fashionable, they can dance, and then you have all this marketing around him, and you just created an idol for people to follow.
因为他们长相俊美，然后他们的打扮很时髦，又有许多的人来许多的市场营销的造势活动，所以我们就把他们当成偶像。
And these people, they'll sing for 5-10 years and they'll disappear.
这些人唱五到十年，然后就消失了。
But those who can really sing can sing into their 50s and 60s.
但是那些真的有唱功的，他们可以唱到五六十岁。
When we think about the word idol,
当我们思想偶像这个词
，I think most people are not thinking about American idols.
我想大家不会想到美国偶像或中国偶像。
But most of us associate the word idol with like a figurine or a statue of some god, right?
我们可能最多的会联想到一些塑像或者一些神像。
If you've ever been to a Buddhist or Taoist or a folk religious temple, you will see these figures or statues.
如果你曾经去过一个佛教的或者道教的或者任何民间宗教的寺庙，你会看到这些神像。
There are actually statues of Christ also all around the world that people go and worship.
我们其实呢，世界各地也有基督的像，有许多人去崇拜。
And so that's what we think of as an idol, as an image, whether it's a picture or it's a figurine that somebody would then worship.
所以在我们的心目中呢，这个偶像其实是一个雕塑或者是一幅图画，人们能够去膜拜。
But I think today, especially those of us living in North America, we are not so familiar with this idea of idols.
但是在今天，特别是生活在北美的你我，对这样子的偶像其实不是很熟悉。
So we need to understand how idol is really defined and understood from God's perspective so we may know what effect and influence it has in our lives.
所以呢，特别重要的是我们要理解神是怎么定义理解偶像的，那么这些偶像会如何的影响你我的生命。
Those of us who have been under the influence of the Eastern or Chinese culture more,We understand idols a little more in that sense.
我们当中呢，有些从东方来，对东方文化成长起来的人，我们可能会用那样的角度来理解偶像。
You know, one time before when I was an engineer, working as an engineer.
之前呢，范长老是工程师。
I went to visit a client at their plant factory.
我去一个客户的工厂。
And the plant manager knows that I'm here to check their equipment and their electrical system.
所以工厂的经理知道我要到那里去检测他们的设备，他们的电子仪器。
I said, let's go to your electrical room, let's look at your electrical equipment.
我说我们去你们的电子监控室看看你们的设备。
He says, sure, but when you go, there's something that is really, really abnormal, out of place. I want you to spot it and tell me.
但是他说呢，在你进去之前，我要跟你说，有一个非常异常的现象，我要你去看，然后指出这个现象。
I went into their electrical room.
我到了他们的电子室。
Everything looks clean. Everything looks great.
一切都看上去很好，很干净。
And then, so I said to him, I said, everything looks fine. I don't know what you're talking about.
所以我就讲，哎，看上去很好啊，你在说什么呢？
He says you're not looking closely enough. There's something really, really odd and abnormal.
他说你没有看得很仔细，有一件非常异常的事情。
So I took another look.
我就再看一次。
Then in the corner above the electrical cabinets.
所以在他们电子设备箱的顶上的角落那里。
I saw a bronze bowl.
我看到了一个铜牛犊。
That's just hidden in the corner.
藏在角落上。
He says, "Hey, James, have you ever seen this before?"
所以他问我，你以前看过这样的东西吗
？So why would anyone put a bronze cow or bronze bowl on top of the electrical cabinet?
为什么会有人把一个铜牛放在电子设备箱的顶上呢
？I said, "Is your owner Chinese?"
我就说，你们的业主是中国人吗
？He says, "Yes."
他说是啊。
He says he insisted on putting these. This is not the only one in this factory.
他说我们的老板坚持一定要把这个牛摆在那里。
Every corner of the factory has something like this.
工厂的每一个角落都遍布了这样的东西。
I said, is this thing called 风水?
我说这肯定是有关风水。
He says, you know about it?
他说你知道呀。
I said, I heard about it.
我说我听说过。
I guess it's supposed to bring good luck and supposed to keep your factory running.
所以我想这是其实是呢能够帮助你的工厂能够发大财。
I don't know, he looks at me, maybe I don't look Chinese to him. I'm not sure why he would ask me that question.
所以他就我不晓得他知不知道我是华人他问我这个问题。
So we see that even modern day people have a sense of something they want to put their heart on to help them do what they want to do.
所以即使在现代社会我们看到我们总会有一种东西我们把我们的心放在这个东西上希望这个东西能够帮助我们得到我们想要的。
The fact of the matter is, an idol is not just the figure or the bronze sculpture.
事实上偶像不单单是一个雕塑或者是一个铜像。
An idol is anything that takes the place of God.
偶像是我们任何生命当中代替神的东西。
An idol is anything that we tend to worship instead of God.
偶像就是我们所敬拜的、取代神的这样的人事物。
An idol is the thing or the object in which we derive our satisfaction and where what we depend upon.
所以偶像呢，就是某种人事物，从这个东西上我们得到满足，从这个东西上我们能够信靠、仰赖这样的东西。
Yes, in the Old Testament, we see a lot of examples of idol worship.
我们在旧约里看到了许多拜偶像的例子。
And yes, a lot of the idol worship was worship geared towards a false god, a foreign god, in the image of a statue or maybe a picture or an object.
是的，在我们旧约中看到那种偶像呢，常常是一个假神的形象或者图画。
But it is not the object itself that matters.
但并不是那个东西它自己有什么重要。
It is what the object represents.
而是那个东西所代表的是什么。
Why do people worship a god?
为什么人要去崇拜神灵呢？
People worship a god because they believe that particular god will give them what they want.
他们去拜那样的偶像，是因为他们觉得这些偶像可以让他们心想事成。
People worship a god because they know they can control the future, but they wish this god would pay the future for them for their benefit.
人们拜偶像，因为他们不晓得明天将如何，但他们觉得他们能够贿赂这个神像，然后能够掌控未来。
People will worship a god because they're insecure and uncertain about the life that they're living, so they want to worship a god in order for them to feel secure and be grounded.
人们拜偶像是因为人们对自己的生活有不安全感、不确定感，所以他们希望这个神能够提供这样的一种安全。
And this heart of this human thinking or this human heart has never changed.
所以这样子的人心，人心里这样的渴慕，一直以来都是一样的。
The issue had never been the statue or the figure or the image or the object.
重要的呢，并不在于这个神像或这个雕塑或者这一个铜像。
It had always been who in whom do you trust?
事实的本质在于你要信靠谁。
It comes to Where do you find security?
在于你从哪里寻求安全感。
It comes from where do you derive your value?
在于你的价值从何而来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
there are idols in our lives.
我们的生命中有偶像。
We are prone to the sin of idolatry.
我们常常会犯拜偶像的罪。
You know, 1 John 5:21 doesn't say, hey, don't go to some other temple and bow down before a figure or statue.
所以你看，约翰一书五章并没有说，不要去寺庙里面，不要向一些神像跪拜。
It says to keep yourselves from idols.
他说你们要自守，远避偶像。
It's not even that we may go and seek out idols, it's that idols will come into our lives.
并不是说我们会积极的到哪里去寻求偶像，而是偶像会来到我们的生命当中。
Today, there are so many Christians that come to church because they think they can get something out of the religion.
今天有许多基督徒来到教会是为了从这个宗教中能够得到什么好处。
There's so many religions in this world.
世界上有许多宗教。
There's so many philosophies in this world.
也有许多的哲学。
I'm going to pick one that fits my need.
我要挑选一个适合我自己需要的宗教。
In fact, if I come here and I find what I want, then great.
实际上也就是如果我来到这里找到了我想要的，那么太好了。
But if I don't find what I want, there's always something else I can go to.
但即使我找不到我想要的，那么还有许多别的地方可以去
寻求。Do you know that at the heart of that thinking is idolatry?
你知道这样子 的心态其实也是拜偶像吗？
I can come to a Christian church, I can go to another, I can go to a Buddhist temple, or I can have no religion at all.
我可以来到一个基督教会，或者我可以去一个佛教寺庙，或者我可以是个无神论者。
I can devote my life to the betterment of the society.
我可以把我的生命献给社会的进步。
I can devote my time to the furthering of human intellect.
我可以献身于人类的智慧知识上的进步。
Or I can just go and make tons of money to enjoy what this world has to offer.
或者呢，我也可以去挣大钱，然后来享受这个世界所
能给
我的一切。
I will use my way.To find what can satisfy me.
我要用自己的方式去寻找能够满足我需要的东西。
At the heart of it is the sin of idolatry.
这些现象的中心其实是拜偶像的罪。
And we will develop this more as we go on today.
今天我们还要再继续的来展开说明这一点。
That this is not only an issue for non-believers, it is the issue of many Christians as well.
我们要看到这个罪不单单是在非信徒当中，在基督徒当中，我们也要警惕。
John is addressing Christians.
约翰是在对基督徒说话。
The word translated as little children,
这个小子们呢
in the original text is dear ones.
是我所亲爱的。
You're my dearest.
你是我所亲爱的。
You're my brothers, you're my sisters.
你是我的弟兄姐妹。
But you need to keep yourselves from idolatry.
但是你们要自守，远避偶像。
Because idols will creep into your life.
因为偶像会不知不觉地渗透到你的生活中。
Because idols are in your life.
因为偶像的确在你的生活中。
And that will always be something that we need to be watchful for.
所以我们要时刻保持警惕。
Brothers, I want us to come and hear the word of the prophet.
弟兄姐妹，让我们来听一下先知的话。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 16.
耶利米书一章十六节。
The Old Testament prophets are a special class of people.
旧约里的先知是一群很特别的人。
God gave them words to speak to God's people.
神赐给他们话语，让他们能够对神的子民宣讲。
And on God's behalf, they are accusing God's people of their sins.
所以呢，他们就代表神对神的子民控告他们的罪行。
And God will reveal to them in which area they have sinned and what punishment they will receive.
神呢，也会向这些先知显明他的心意，就是说神的子民在哪方面犯了罪，要受到怎样的惩罚。
Jeremiah 1:16, he says,
在耶利米书一章十六节
and this is really God saying,
那么先知，神透过先知的口说
he says, I will declare my judgments against them for all their evil in forsaking me. They have made offerings to other gods and worship the works of their own hands.
这民的一切恶就是离弃我向别神烧香跪拜自己手所造的我要发出我的判语攻击他们
The sin of idolatry is when a person who belongs to God forsakes God
所以呢拜偶像的罪就是属神的人离弃神
Instead of attributing their life and everything they receive in life to God
他们没有把自己的生命和生命中所有的一切呢归于神
They attributed to the works of their own hands.
他们反而把这一切呢归于自己手所造的
What they're able to create, what they're able to accomplish is what they want to rest their hope on.
他们把自己的希望放在了自己的手所造的自己所成就的东西上
In chapter 2 verse 5
耶利米书二章五节
It says, Thus says the Lord,What wrong did your fathers find in me, that they went far from me and went far after worthlessness and become worthless?
耶和华如此说，你们的列祖见我有什么不义，竟远离我，随从虚无的神，自己成为虚妄的呢？
God is speaking to his people.
神对自己的子民说话。
Do you not know that I was the one who gave you life?
你岂不知道我是赐给你生命的吗？
Do you not know that I was the one that led you out of Egypt?
你岂不记得我是那位领你出埃及的吗？
Do you not know that I was the one that led you out of slavery?
你岂不知道我是那位带你让你不能成为让你远离奴隶的吗？
Was I not the one who protected you?
我不是那保护你的吗？
Was I not the one who provided the manna in the wilderness for you?
我不是那位在旷野里赐下玛拿给你的吗？
Was I not the one who gave you my law?
我不是那赐下我的律法给你的吗？
Was I not the one who manifested my presence in the pillars of cloud and the pillars of fire?
我不是那位从云柱和火柱中向你显现自己的吗？
What have I done to you?
我对你做了什么？
That was wrong.
我有什么不义？
That now you would turn away from me.
你们竟远离我。
And you would go after things that are worthless.
你去随从虚无的神呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
This is a strong and serious accusation.
神的判语在这里是很严厉的，很严肃的。
Christians are the children of God.
基督徒是神的儿女。
Christians are not people who show up at a Christian church.
基督徒不是那些来到基督教堂的人。
Christians are one whose sin has been forgiven and Jesus Christ has led us from death into life.
基督徒指的是那些罪得赦免，耶稣基督把我们从死领入生命的人。
Children of God, we have experienced the goodness of God.
作为神的儿女，我们经历过神的良善。
In Him, there is all things that are good and perfect.
在他里面，一切都是完美的。
How can a child of God ever turn away from God and said, "You have wronged me"?
神的儿女怎么可能远离神，然后说神你向我行了不义呢？
So I'm going to pursue after other things.
我要去随从别的东西。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
再看二章十三节。
The Lord continues to say, For my people have committed two evils.
神继续说道，我的百姓做了两件恶事。
They have forsaken me.
离弃了我。
Who is the fountain of living waters.
我是这活水的泉源。
And they have hewn out cisterns for themselves.
他们为自己凿出池子。
But these are broken cisterns that can hold no water.
但这个是破裂不能存水的池子。
God was the one who provided the cisterns of life.
神是那位提供了生命泉源的。
But people want to say, I don't need to depend on you, I can depend on myself.
但是人们说，我不需要仰赖你，我就可以靠自己。
Look, I can go to the rocks and I can dig myself.A cistern and collect the rainwater, and I would draw from that cistern.
我可以来那到那个石头那里凿一个池子，然后我可以自己来聚集那个水。
And I can depend on the water that I collect.
所以呢，我就可以靠着我自己收集的这个水来生存。
I no longer need to depend on God.
我不需要仰赖神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，We don't think about this.But this is true.
我们不常想到这个，但这是真实的。
Science and the belief in science is idolatry.
科学和对科学的信仰其实是拜偶像罪。
It is true.
真的是如此。
That before we understand science, or human beings understood science,
在人类懂得科学之前。
They attributed nature, everything that happens in nature, as a form of God working.
他们会把一些自然现象当作是神的工作。
We need rain, and rain comes, so there must be a rain God.
我们需要雨，雨水降下，那么一定有一位雨神。
Lightning shows up, thunder comes, we don't know what happened, must be a God in heaven that's causing this.
我们不知道为什么有闪电雷鸣，那么一定有电神雷神。
We plant the seed in the ground, we need the seed to grow, but we don't know how it grows, so there must be a God of fertility.
那么我们播种，然后种子生长，那么一定有一位神在做工。
And so when science came around,
那么当科学出现了,
then we understand nature better.
我们就更了解自然界。
It's almost as if human beings peeled away the curtain, that covers nature, and we said, there is no God.
就仿佛人类揭开了自然界的面纱。
Only uneducated, superstitious people think that there are gods behind all these things in nature.
只有迷信的人才会说，哦，自然界的背后是神。
So we don't need to rely on God. Why pray to God?
那么我们不需要信靠神，为什么要向神祷告呢？
Let's learn about the works of nature and let's design things to capture the benefit we can have from nature and everything is our own.
所以让我们来观察发现自然的定律，然后我们运用这些理解来为我们寻求好处。
And so we think that we can remove God from our understanding and from our lives.
所以呢，我们就觉得我们可以把神从我们对生命的理解中挪去。
But those gods that people think of, superstitious gods of nature,
但是那些人们迷信的那种自然界的神
was already a misunderstanding of who God is.
本来就是对神的一种误解。
Because the God of the Bible,
因为圣经里的神
the Lord of all creation,
创造宇宙万物的神
He is behind all things.
他是在一切事的背后。
The way that nature works is the way that he has designed it to be.
自然界这样运行都是神的设计。
There is no conflict and contradictions between the way God created this world and the way we understand it.
那么在神是如何创造这个世界以及我们如何去认识理解这个世界当中并没有什么不可调和的矛盾。
Science is the study of understanding the way God created this world.
科学是我们了解神所造的世界的一种方式。
You can know that there isn't a rain God that's pouring, that's watering the earth, but where does the rain come from? Where does the moisture in the world come from?
我们知道并没有一个什么雨神在那里倒水，但是我们的雨水和我们的湿润是从什么地方来的呢？
It comes from God's creation.
这是神的创造。
The works of the water cycle is the way God designed it, so it nourishes the earth and it replenishes our life.
这么世界上这个水循环系统是神所设计的，它能够滋润生命。
Many of the early scientists were Christians.
许多早期的科学家是基督徒。
They know that as they understand nature better, it gives them more awe about the wonder of creation that the Lord God had created, that had provided.
当他们更加的了解这个自然界，他们对神所存的敬畏的心就更加的深刻。
But the sin of idolatry creeps into our human hearts.
然而，拜偶像的罪会渗透到我们的人心当中。
And we say we don't want to see God anymore.
我们说我们不想再见到神
Because we don't want to have to obey his words.
因为我们不想顺服他的话
Because I don't want him to convict me of my sins.
我们不想要神来控告我们的罪
Because I want to remove him from my life so I don't have to deal with the guilt that I might have.
我要把神从我的生命当中挪去这样我就不会再有负疚感了
So while science was a study of the way God made things,
所以虽然科学是我们对神所造的事物的了解
And that is a proper place of science.
科学有自己的合适的地位
Today, scientific pursuits or the belief in science has become an idolatry and a replacement of God.
然而今天对科学的信仰和追求有的时候取代了神在我们生命中所应有的地位
We are prone to idolize.
我们常常有拜偶像的倾向。
And even in the Old Testament, we see that the human hearts are that way.
即使在旧约中，我们也看到人心就是如此。
And so we need to understand that even the Old Testament believers or people of God, their issue was never bowing to the Lord or bowing to another image.
即使在旧约中我们看到属神的人他们的问题不在于他们是向神敬拜还是向某个偶像跪拜
Ultimately, the motivation of idolatry is I want to get something that benefits myself
追根到底拜偶像其实是从别的东西中 得到我们心里所想所渴求的。
And it is something that I don't want. It is something that brings me satisfaction.
那个东西呢，能够带给我满足感。
In the modern day society,
在现代社会中
how do we translate this sense of idolatry so that we may understand and relate to?
我们如何去理解拜偶像的罪呢？
What do we depend on?
我们所依靠的是什么？
What do we place our trust in?
我们把自己的信念放在什么东西
上？ What do we put our security in?
我们的安全感来自何处？
Money.
钱。
Prestige.
地位。
Or what this world considers as success.
或者这个世界所认为的成功。
The things that we pursue are the things of this world.
我们所追求的是这个世界所给我们的。
The things that we pursue are things that satisfies our fleshly desires.
我们所追求的是能够给我们的肉体带来满足的东西。
These have become our idols.
他们就成为我们的偶像。
These have become are false gods that we would bow down to.
他们就成为我们所跪拜的假神。
And these things are what takes away from the true worship of God.
这些就把我们带离了对真神的真实的敬拜。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
I know that you may not feel that you're that way.
我知道你不觉得自己是那样的。
I don't want to feel like I'm that way.
我也不愿意承认自己是这样的。
But before the word of God as it sheds light into my life,
但是当神的亮光照亮在我的生命中，
and as I examine my own life,
当我自己省察自己的生命，
oh, I know there are idols in my life.
我知道我的生命中有偶像。
I would never purposely go worship another idol.
我不会特意的去寻找和敬拜。
But idol comes into my life.
但是偶像就来到我的生命中。
When I was pursuing my career,
当我在我的职业上谋求发展的时候，
in the commercial and engineering industry,
在商业工程，在业界，
I want to be successful.
我想要成功。
I don't want to jeopardize my Christian value to be successful.
当然我不想放弃损害我的基督的信仰来谋取成功。
But as I'm pursuing success,
但在我追求成功的同时，
or wanting to prove my ability to others,
我想对别人证明自己的能力，
inevitably I fell into the trap of going in the direction that others want me to go.
但是我常常不可避免地陷入了这样一个陷阱，我会朝别人想要我往的方向去前进。
I started to have the temptation of doing things that would jeopardize my Christian values in order to be recognized.
有的时候我会受到诱惑，我呢要在自己的基督信仰上妥协，想要取得谋取成功。
And I have to admit that there are many times that I would put my career advancement ahead of who God is in my life.
我不得不承认，许多时候我会把自己的职业上的发展摆在了神的前面。
I would never see myself as an ambitious person.
我并不是一个有野心的人。
I don't think I exhibit the type of personalities that other people would consider as someone who's ambitious.
我不觉得我会表现出来这样一种很有野心的样子。
But apparently people at my workplace think that I'm ambitious.
但实际上我的同事们他们觉得我还蛮有野心的。
One time we were having a business conference.
有一回我们有一个商业上的会议。
And they required us to travel across from California across the states to have meeting Sunday night.
那我得从西岸飞到东岸，然后星期天的晚上要参与会议。
That evening, our CEO was going to speak.
那天晚上，我们公司的大老板要讲话。
By then, I was already aware that perhaps my desire to be recognized at the workplace had surpassed my desire to be a good witness for him.
那个时候我认识到，也许我想要在自己的职业上得到认同，超过了啊我自己的基督的信仰和价值观。
So I told our travel department, I said, book me a ticket in the Sunday afternoon.
所以呢，我就跟我们的同事讲，为我订一张主日下午的飞机票。
I said, I'm going to church Sunday morning, that's non-negotiable, I'm going to worship God with my family.
主日早上啊，毫不妥协的，我要跟我的家人一起敬拜神。
I would make the rest of the meetings in that week, but I will not be there in time for my CEO's talk.
那我可以参与会议接下来的内容，但是呢，我就不能够听到 CEO 的讲话了。
And this request made its way into our top management and my local management.
所以呢，我的这个要求呢，就在我们的很高的经理阶层和我们这个主管部门大家都知道了。
My boss came in and spoke to me.
我的老板来给我讲话。
He was actually somewhat shocked.
他很震惊。
He said, "Are you serious?"
你是认真的吗
How many opportunities do you have to be in the presence of our CEO? Why would you miss this? This is not like you.
你怎么能够错过这样一个机会呢？你怎么能够错过见 CEO 的机会呢？
That expression on his face.
他的表情。
It was just so shocked.
非常的震惊。
When I saw that, I couldn't believe that that's the impression that he has of me.
当我看到了，我就知道我在他的心目中是一个什么样的人。
And I said,
我就说
，Going to church and worshiping God is more important to me.
去教会敬拜神对我来讲更重要。
I didn't know that I was sacrificing so much when I made the request to go in the afternoon.
我没有意识到，当我说我下午去的话，我牺牲了许多。
I'm only one of many who would attend the conference. Nobody will miss me.
有许多人要去参加会议，没有人会看到我不在。
I did not expect that that news is going to travel all around management.
我不知道这件事情会让主管阶层都知道了。
And when my boss, under the instruction of his boss to come and talk to me, I knew that that's going into my personnel file.
当我的老板呢，我的大老板派我的老板对我讲话的时候，我就知道这要进入我的档案里了。
And I knew at that moment that it's going to cost me some advancement.
我那个时候我就意识到这会对我将来的晋升有影响。
And it did.
的确是这样。
But you know what?
但你知道吗?
It never prevented God from providing for me in my career.
但是神从来没有停止过为我在自己的职场上为我预备。
And I knew it's not me.
我知道不是靠我自己。
Because I knew that there are many, many instances where people in the company would rather not give a certain job to me, but they had to.
我知道有许多情况下是我公司中的同事并不想要给我这个工作，但是他们别无选择。
Like、they are.
What player?
Because I'm not a team player. I don't do what they do.
对我没有跟他们同流合污。
That's much better. But by God's grace, those jobs had to go to me in order to get it done.
但是因着神的恩典，他们不得不把这个工作交给我。
There are many smart and capable people in my peer group.
在我的同侪中有许多聪明能干的人。
Many smarter than me, harder working than me.
许多人比我更聪明，比我更用功。
They work Saturdays and Sundays.
他们周末、周六、周日都工作。
But yet, God continued to bless me with the things that come into my responsibility.
但是在我所负责的工作中，神。持续的供应保守我。
These things creep in, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，这些东西会渗透到我们的生命中。
Today's message is a reminder to examine ourselves.
今天的信息是要提醒大家常常自省。
At workplaces.
在我们的职场中。
In our homes.
在我们的家庭里。
Even at church.
甚至在教会里。
I'm going to share with you something. Again, I wish I don't have to share.
我也要向大家分享一件我其实不是很愿意分享的事情。
Because it's a shameful thing to share.
因为这实在是蛮羞愧的。
And this thing happens in what we would call church.
就是我们所谓的教会中。
I was at a meeting of church leaders.
我在一个教会领袖的会议中。
And they were promoting a Christian organization.
他们在那里想要对一个基督教的组织要
I think it's an organization that is raising funds to care for poor and needy children.
所以我想是这是一个慈善的组织，是为了穷苦的孩子提供慈善的一个组织。
It's a good cause.
是一个很好的目标。
I think Christians should all have a heart for those who are weak and needy, right?
所以我想基督徒都要有这样一颗对穷苦人的怜恤的心。
But the pastor that is trying to raise awareness and to raise funds for this organization.
但是那位为这个组织做广告，为这个组织想要捐钱的牧师。
He says, "I beg of you to donate to this organization."
这牧师呢，他说，我请求你们向这个组织捐赠。
He says, "I will bow before you and bend my knees to you if that would make you open your purse string."
他说，如果你能够打开你的钱包的话，我宁可向你下跪，向你跪拜。
I'm not going to do that to you to show what he did.
我不想在这里从做他所做的事情。
But he knelt down on the platform and he begged the people to give donation.
所以呢，他就在讲台上跪下来求会众捐款。
I was sad.
我非常的悲哀。
And I was appalled.
我非常的惊骇。
What are you bowing down to?
你在向谁跪拜？
You are bowing down to men.
你在向人跪拜。
You are really bowing down to money.
你在向钱跪拜。
And that caused me a huge disturbance.
这让我的内心极其不安。
We will not bend our knees, brothers and sisters, as Christians, to anyone else but God.
弟兄姐妹们，作为基督徒，我们只有向神跪拜。
He is the only one who deserves our worship.
他是那一位唯一配得我们敬拜的神。
He is the only one who deserves our utmost humility.
他是那一位值得我们完全顺服和谦卑下来的。
I'm not a very romantic person.
我不是一个很浪漫的人。
Not that you need to know.
你不用知道这一点。
Only my wife needs to know.
我的太太知道。
But she does know.
她确实知道。
When I decided to propose to her,
当我决定要向她求婚的时候，
I was very nervous.
我非常紧张。
I had the engagement ring in my pocket.
我的口袋里有我的订婚戒指。
I brought her to a very beautiful cove in Pomona College next to a music hall.
我把她带到了那个 Pomona 大学那里音乐厅边上一个地方。
We sat down.
我们坐下来。
And I looked at her.
我看着她。
And I was wondering if I should bend my knee to ask her for her hand.
我心里在想，我要不要跪下来向她求婚呢？
And then I said, I'm not bowing my knee to anyone but God.
然后我想，除了神，我对任何人都不能下拜。
So I looked at her and I was struggling.
所以我就看着她，心里很挣扎。
I love her a lot.
我深爱她。
I know God brought her into my life.
我知道神把她带到我的生命
中。But she is not God.
但她不是神。
So I took out my ring.
我就拿出戒指。
I said, Hey, why don't you open it?
你们
I said, go ahead. I said, why don't you open this box?
你就把这个盒子打开吧。
She opened it.
她就打开了。
I really don't know. She's going to have to share this story with you. I don't know what she was thinking.
我不知道她的心里是怎么想的。
Probably, are you going to ask me for my hand to marry you?
你这个是在向我求婚吗？
Are you going to bend your knee or what?
你要跪下来了吗？
And then she opened it and she goes, oh.
打开盒子说哦。
I said, why don't you put it on and try it on?
我说那么现在你就把它戴到手指上试试看。
She did.
她就戴上了。
And I said, you want to go get married?
我就说想要结婚吗？
And I'm pretty sure her answer was yes.
我想她回答是的。
When we were on our wedding day, we took wedding photos in that same courtyard.
在我们婚礼当天，我们回到了那里拍 婚纱照。
And the photographer said, "Hey, why don't you reenact the proposal? I know it's right here."
所以我们的摄影师就说，哇，这个地方很浪漫，你们重新再表演一次当时求婚的情景。
And then Cindy said, "There was never a proposal."
Cindy 说她没有求啊。
But in our wedding album, there's me bending one knee.And you know, holding her hand.
但是在我们的婚礼相册中，我有那个单膝跪下。
I compromised.
啊，我妥协了。
I can bend one knee to my wife.
我可以单膝跪下。
So guys, that's okay. One knee.
所以在座的男士们，单膝还是可以。
Both of your knees belong to God.
但是双膝跪下，那只能
向神。Your wife is not your God.
你的妻子不是你的神。
Your children is not your God.
孩子也不是你的神。
Your career is not your God.
你的事业也不是你
的。Even your brother and sister is not your God.
弟兄姐妹。
And their money is not your God.
他们的钱也不是神。
Because God is your God.
只有神才是神。
There is nothing else that can take the place of God.
没有其他的事物可以取代神的地位。
And this is where you want to not only be faithful.
在这里我们不但要有信心。
This is your spiritual leadership for others.
这也是你在别人面前展现出来的属灵领袖。
Every believer needs to be led to Christ and Christ alone.
每一位领袖都应该要来到基督的面前，而且是单单基督的面前。
Pastor Alex and I had a great time of prayer this week.
本周刘长老和我有非常美好的祷告时间。
You know that he has shared with you, even when we're young, 19-year-old, don't know anything, but we're supposed to lead the children's ministry in the church.
他以前分享过，当我们十九岁的时候，还很懵懂的时候，我们就要领导教会的青年团契。
哦，不是青年，是儿童。
儿
童
哦 ，children 呀，儿童。
We don't have children of our own.
那时候我们也没有孩子。
We're barely mature.
我们刚刚长大。
And we're supposed to teach these children.
但是我们要来教导这些孩童。
Because we knew nothing.
我们什么都不懂。
When we get together,
我们在一起的时候
we don't talk about lesson plans or strategies or activities.
我们没有来计划准备教案或者各种活动
We just pray.
我们就单单的祷告
And despite our weaknesses, I think God blessed our little ministry.
所以尽管我们很软弱，但是神祝福了我们的事工
So this week, Pastor Alex had a great suggestion, say, hey, let's instead of meeting and talking, let's pray.
所以呢，本周刘长老呢就有很好的建议，我们不要开会了，我们一起祷告。
And we're about to bow and pray. We're sitting in the front row.
我们坐在第一排，我们就要跪下祷告。
Naturally, we turn over and rest our arm on the seats.
所以很自然，我们转过来，把手放在座椅上。
And I said, Pastor Alex.
我说刘长老。
I said, we're praying for our church.
我们为教会祷告。
Let's bend our knee towards God and not towards men.
让我们向神屈膝，而不是向人跪拜。
We don't want to lead you guys to us.
我们不想把你们领导转向我们。
We want to lead you so that we're all going to God.
我们想要带领大家一起来到神的面前。
We're not going to beg you.
我们不会来求你们。
But we beg God.
我们向神祈求
because he is the one we worship and he is the one we depend on
因为他是那一位我们所敬拜我们所信靠的神
when God called me to serve in the church as a preacher
当神呼召我成为教会的牧者的时候
I know how weak I am in leading others
我知道我不是一位很有领导力的人
and I know how often throughout my life my words has turned people away
我知道在我的生命中常常我的话语想让许多人离开了我
So I said to God God if I were to preach
所以我向神说神啊你要我来传讲你的话
And I can only preach the way I know how and the way that you have given me your words
我只能用你所造我的方式来传讲你的话语
And maybe I would offend so many people that one day the only people that are listening to me would be my wife and children
有可能我会冒犯了那么多的人，只有我的妻儿子女会来听我讲道。
Maybe that's already hopeful thinking.
甚至那个都是一个不切实际的幻想。
Maybe they won't even be here.
可能他们都不想听我讲。
But the Lord had been very gracious and merciful.
Excuse me. 但是神是满了恩惠、满了恩典的神。
Because it is not me that works this church.
并不是我 在这个教会工作。
It is not Pastor Alex that's working this church.
也不是刘长老。
It's not any of the leaders, or it is not you who's working the church.
也不是任何一位教会领袖或者你在这个教会。
Because the church would grow when the Holy Spirit works, and when God's word is being affirmed, and when God is in our midst.
教会能够成长，完全是靠圣灵的工作，完全是靠神的话语。
When God's people come to God's church, it's because they want to worship God and because they want to know God.
神的子民来到教会是因为他们想要敬拜神，他们想要更深的认识神。
And then God will strengthen his church.
神就会坚固他的教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
our problems are not going to be renouncing God and worship and another God.
我们的问题应该不会是我们离弃神去敬拜别神。
Our problem is we think that God is our only God, yet in our lives we have so many idols.
我们的问题在于我们以为神是我们唯一的神，但是我们的生活中充满了其他的偶像。
Yeah, I pray to God.
是啊，我向神祷告。
But I also focus on the money.
但是我还是很看重金钱。
Yeah, I say I'm a Christian, I go to church on Sunday.
是啊，我是一位基督徒，我主日都到教会。
But I'm going to raise my children that way I want them to, so that they bring glory to me.
但是我要教养我的孩子们，让他们长大以后能够光宗耀祖。
I say that I raised my hand and accepted Christ, and I was even baptized. I'm going to heaven, I'm a Christian.
我举手决志，我受洗，我要上天堂了。
But it's okay that I don't come to church to worship on Sunday. It's okay that I don't read the Bible. It's okay that I don't pray.
但是我不来参加主日聚会，不读经，不祷告，没什么呀。
Because I need to go watch my sports game.
因为有很重要的体育比赛要看。
Because I need to have entertainment and pleasures in my life.
我的生活中需要有娱乐享受。
Because I need to focus on my business so that it will thrive.
我的生意需要我的专注，这样子他才能够成功。
That was the problem of the Israelites.
这是以色列人的问题。
Do you remember when Joshua is about to die, he called the Israelites to him?
你记得在约书亚临死之前，他把以色列人召聚到他的面前。
This is Joshua 23 and 24.
在约书亚记的23、24章。
Joshua said to the people in 24:14,Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness.
在24章14节，约书亚说，现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他。
Put away the gods that your father served.
将你们列祖所侍奉的神除掉。
Put away these idols that you depend on.
把那些你们所信靠的偶像除掉。
Put away these things that have taken your focus and your devotion on God and turn to the things that you think benefit yourself.
要除掉那些东西，那些东西把你除掉了你在神面前的信靠和献身和忠心。
Oh, and the people said in verse 16, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord and serve other gods.
在第六节，百姓回答说，我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神。
Joshua again in verse 19 says, You are not able to serve the Lord because He is a holy God and He is a jealous God and He will not forgive you of your transgressions or your sins.
但是十九节约书亚说，你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭邪的神，必不赦免你们的过犯罪恶。
The people in verse 21 said to Joshua, No, but we will serve the Lord.
但百姓回答说，不然，我们定要侍奉耶和华。
Joshua said, You are, verse 22, you are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen the Lord to serve him.
约书亚说，你们选定耶和华要侍奉他，你们自己做见证。
He says, You better hold true to your words.
他的意思说，你们一定要自己要真实的是这样想。
And they said, Yes, we are. We are witnesses to these words.
他们回答说，是的，我们愿意。
In verse 23, Joshua said, Then put away the foreign gods that are among you.
23节约书亚说，你们现在要除掉你们中间的外邦神。
The people had repeatedly declared that they are going to serve the Lord.
你看百姓们一而再再而三地说他们要侍奉耶和华。
In the meantime, in their lives, in their homes, they have the physical image of idols and they have the idols in their hearts.
然而在他们实际生活中他们家里面有神像外邦的神像他们心中也有偶像。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
the sin of idolatry is a sin within God's people.
拜偶像的罪存在于神的子民当中。
Because you know God, yet you turn away to other gods.
尽管你认识神但是你们离去敬拜别神。
You think you are God's, but you have idols in your lives.
你以为你是属神的但是你生命中有偶像。
Anytime you're challenged, are you going to serve the Lord?
每一次当你受到挑战你要侍奉神吗
When Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength.
当耶稣说要尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神
And you said, Lord, I do.
你说神啊我愿意
Yet, you don't worship him with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength.
然而你并没有尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神
Because you serve and worship and love other idols in your lives.
因为你侍奉敬拜而且爱你生命中其他的偶像
That is a sin of idolatry.
那是拜偶像的罪
And God has severe words against it.
神有非常严厉的话语
God loves us.
神爱我们
And his love for us is perfect.
他对我们的爱是完美的。
Therefore, he demands that our love for him is exclusive and perfect as well.
这就是为什么他也要求我们对他的爱是专一的。
God's command for us to keep ourselves away from idols is a command for us to love him.
神对我们的命令要我们自守远避偶像其实就是要我们爱他的命令。
Brothers and sisters, we need to love God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们应当爱神。
We need to identify the idols in our lives.
我们要认出、甄别出我们生命中的偶像。
And when you identify the idols in your life,
当我们发现了我们生命中的偶像
，whatever it is that takes your focus away from God,
就是任何把你的专注力从神身上挪开的
，whatever it is that you started to depend on aside from God.
也就是任何除神以外你所信靠的
Whatever it is that you derive your pleasure away from God
也就是任何除神以外你得到满足喜悦的
Identify them
认出他们
And get rid of them
除掉他们
Let us pray
让我们祷告
Father we thank you
天父我们感谢你
Lord this is not an easy message
主啊这不是一篇容易的信息
Lord but it is a lovely message
但是充满爱的信息
because you want to draw us to you
主啊你想要吸引我们
because you want us to experience the pure purity and the fullness of your love
因为你想要我们经历你给我们这样纯洁这样深厚的爱
Lord you do not share your glory with any other idol in this world
主啊你不与任何这个世界上的偶像分享你的荣耀
Because you want us to experience you in your fullness
主啊因为你想要我们能够经历你的丰盛
Lord help us to identify those idols in our lives
主啊帮助我们认出我们生命中的偶像
Help us to have the strength and the grace from you to rid ourselves of those idols
主啊帮助我们能够从你那里得到能力能够得着恩惠让我们能够除去
Let us not deceive ourselves or to be deceived by the enemy
让我们不要自欺让我们不要被仇敌欺哄
That we think we are great Christians and wonderful people
我们自以为是很好的信徒是很好的人
And we call ourselves Christians
我们自称基督徒
But in the meantime, our life exhibits people who worship idols.
然而我们的生命却显示出我们是拜偶像的人。
That our heart still belongs to things of this world and other people of this world.
我们的心仍然属于这个世界和世界上的人。
Keep us holy for you.
主啊，求你帮助我们自守成为圣洁。
Redeem us till the end.
救赎我们直到末了。
Help us to receive your word.
帮助我们领受你的道。
For your glory alone.
单单为了你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.